Now, did you have a particular song you blasted out time and time again during lockdown to help you get through it? There's been new research done in Belgium by an academic there of the 17 trillion songs on Spotify, and certain songs saw a surge in popularity about 60 days after lockdown started, particularly songs from the 70s and 80s. Mr. Blue Sky by ELO in January. It only appeared on Spotify's daily top 200 list once. In May, it was on there every day. The academic study seems to suggest that people are returning to music from their childhood about 60 days after lockdown began. Music journalist Will Pritchard has been analysing this report. Will, what have you made of it? What are the conclusions?
Morning, Colin. Yeah, I think it's all about nostalgia, really. It's a trend that's kind of emerged throughout the lockdown period. Largely because it's quite a sort of social emotion. It's a way of acquiring a kind of proximity with people or events in your past. Some of it's about finding a common thread in your life as well that will sort of help point towards a more positive future, particularly in times like we saw over the summer that were kind of defined by their uncertainty. So that's, I guess, why you see lots of people kind of returning to tracks that they remember from their childhood or from their teenage years.
So what are the kind of other ones that you've seen as well? Yellow there.
So yeah, in the report, there was a number of tracks from this kind of similar eras. Fleetwood Mac performed pretty well. There was Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. There were a few from the 90s, a couple of Oasis tracks, Wonderwall and Don't Look Back in Anger. And generally, you can associate a kind of feeling of not necessarily positivity or just like cheerfulness, but I guess you would describe them as all quite sort of empowering, like upbeat songs, which again possibly makes sense given that, I don't know, you wouldn't necessarily want to be listening to kind of depressing ballads all day, every day, stuck at home.
Well, stay there, Will, because we're going to bring in now Jack Rones, who is lead singer of ELO Encounter, an ELO tribute band. Jack, thank you for joining us. Why do you think Mr. Blue Sky has been so popular during lockdown? What's your theory?
Well, thanks, Colin. I think a big part of it is that it's a song that really kind of crosses generations. It was, you know, recently in Guardians of the Galaxy and other movies that sort of appeal to a younger audience than, you know, the song would traditionally get. And this, you know, with it being locked down and us, you know, families all being sort of cooped up together, young and old, I think the ability to shove on a song that appeals to the young and the old is, you know, it's really powerful. And I think that's part of the reason.
Where do you put it in the set? Is it the one you have to keep right to the end?
Oh, it's definitely the one that you have to keep right to the end with the, you know, the big orchestral thing going on. It's a really interesting song in terms of how it was written as well. Jeff Lynne actually locked himself away in a Swiss chalet for 2 weeks in a kind of self-imposed lockdown when he was writing it. So maybe that's shining through as well, you know, this shared feeling of being cooped up.
And how has a ELO tribute band survived lockdown yourself? You said that he wrote it during lockdown, but you haven't been able to gig. How much are you missing it?
Oh, it's a major thing that you miss. I really sort of thought to myself, you know, like I really miss being able to go out and, you know, have people cheer and, you know, have this kind of shared experience. You know, hopefully we'll get back to it soon. But we've just been working on the songs and, you know, getting stuff better and practicing, and hopefully it shines through when we do come back.
And then I want to know from each of you your lockdown song, an unexpected song perhaps that you have turned to or the one you've played the most. Will, what's the song you've played most during lockdown?
It's not necessarily one I played the most, but Roy Orbison's Anything You Want was one that sticks in the memory, because I remember walking around a very sort of empty, barren supermarket in the middle of lockdown thinking, this just didn't seem like the right song to be playing at the time.
I think it was written by Bono, wasn't it, as well, that one? And also, Jack, what did you go for? What have you listened to the most? I'm hoping it's not an ELO song.
I think I'd be doing myself a disservice if I was listening to ELO other than for the work and stuff. I don't know. Mark Ronson's The Bike Song was one that, when we started coming out of lockdown, was definitely one that was on my playlist. Just being able to actually move around again and you know, playing it in the car and stuff.
With Kyle from The View on vocals in it. It's a really uplifting song, actually, that one, The Bike Song. Mm-hmm. Listen, both, thank you very much for joining us. That's Will Pritchard, music journalist, Jack Browns, lead singer of ELO, Encounter, with that news that it was Mr. Blue Sky was the song that we turned to most during lockdown. We want to know just which songs have kept you going throughout this summer, a song perhaps that you've hammered that you haven't before. They haven't put a name on it, but this is one listener's choice. Get ready for this.